every woman is crazy in their own way.
I'm so chill that I'm not crazy.
Says crazy person.
Yeah, you know who else is chill? A murderer right after a murder.
Right after. Shit, before, during.
Be calm as fuck.
I'm so chill. Like, I'll shoot this guy and I
won't even think about it. I'm so chill. I can't be crazy at all. I'm so chill. All women crazy. Dom Kennedy said it first.
All women insane. Some are insane, not all. All are crazy, though. They
some are insane, all have some crazy in them. Safe to say.
Okay, well, then all niggas are dumb.
Oh, see that?
This is the Durag Discussion.
Good. It's Durag Discussions. We back. This is another Durag Discussions week.
Yeah.
Back, it's man. Bryce.
It's Tab.
And shit, you know how we started off. Mental state for the past seven. For the week.
For the last seven, I'll say, what even happened in the last 7 days, bro?
I know. I had a whole bunch of hair this past week, and it was getting hot at the same time. Bro, I had to just cut it yesterday. It wasn't even that. I was just like, nigga, I just got to take this shit down to a three at least. Like, I just had to take that hair off. I couldn't sleep, nothing. Like, I just found like myself getting headaches. Mm. Just too much. So it was a bucky rough for a week.
What happened this past week? I'll give it like an 8. If I can't remember nothing bad, that means it wasn't really too bad.
For sure.
Yeah, 8.
Okay. I'll give it a 6.5. 6.5 for the week. Mental state. But on top of all that, it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
It is.
Indeed. So in honor of that, my idea for this episode, well, to start off this episode, was to go on with that mental state. But now let's compare our mental state from the beginning of 2020 to now. Whether our mental state's grown, gotten better, you know, whatever.
I think I've become more aware accepting of my mental states.
Definitely.
So like it allows me more to feel human.
Right, move on.
Yeah.
With the day.
Definitely. Over this past year and some change. So that's probably the biggest.
I would say, so what would your mental state be, let's say at the beginning of 2020?
On a number scale, I wouldn't say it was like I was like down, depressed, or like that. It's just like being more mindful of it and taking it a little more serious now.
Definitely.
That's just how it was mentally. Thought processes are different. Definitely, my thought processes are different.
So you don't have a number?
On a scale of, like, growth or, like, the scales that we go off?
No, just, so we're going to pick a number for our mental state. Let's say at the beginning of quarantine, we just found out we're about to be in the house, all that shit.
Oh, my.
or right before that, maybe. And then let's give that a number, and then give now a number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they could see that difference in our.
I could see.
So it'll show our growth in those numbers, in a way. I think it will. Here, I can speak on it. Here. Beginning, or like a year ago, let's say, I was probably, my mental state was probably at like a, truthfully, honestly, I believe it was probably like 2, 3, I mean like a 2.5. No, I'll give it like a 3.5, 4.
3.5, 4, okay.
So like, let's say 3.8.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying now.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. On the scale of not being like oblivious to it, not knowing what it is, but now knowing what it is,
right?
I can see where I was.
Exactly.
I'll say like a. I had some bad practices. Probably like a. Like a solid 4.5.
I think you were probably a little higher than that. But you're self judging yourself.
Yeah, just knowing now. Like.
Okay, so now let's give ourselves what we think we would have gave ourselves. Or what I would give you looking at you then. I would say you would have been, I would have called you like a 6, really, still. 6.5. Still room for growth, but, you know, ahead of the curve.
But nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody really, really, really knows.
Right.
Shit, sometimes I don't even really, really, really know.
Thanks. So then, now what would you say,
Mom? For you?
Yeah.
So what was happening for you in the beginning of your 2020? Take me to.
I was going through it.
Well, but like, not you, but people were seeing the price.
Oh. Just moving back to Cali, getting stable.
After graduating, right?
Nobody was really seeing me. That's the thing. Like,
I'm saying.
So, I was ducked off. And you were barely even seeing me, really.
Yeah.
Until, like, really, beginning of this year.
End of last year.
And every once in a while, yeah.
End of last year.
2020, yeah, so.
I don't know, bro. Shit, I wasn't around you like I'm around you now.
Now, that's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like anybody would answer that way. If it comes, well, when it comes to me.
Yeah. Know? Niggas don't know.
Yeah, I'll be tucked off.
It's nothing wrong.
But now for now.
Shoot.
All I've been through a year, up till now, this point. Say I'm at a 7. Maybe 6.7.
I was thinking 8 for me.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I was like the first time I came over.
I like that. I trust that too. I like that number. That's the same number I'll probably give you.
Like,
yeah. For sure. Maybe an 8.2, my guy.
Hey. I'll take it. If that'll help, I'll take it.
But with that, we'll roll into our prop. No op this week.
Yeah, no ops.
We stay in all positive.
All good vibes, man.
All good vibes. So our prop this week, Big Sean and his mom.
And his mom, hell yeah.
You probably have a little fresher picture of it in your head because you just watched the video.
Yeah.
But they're planning on, so where his mom was born in May, birthday in May, Mother's Day, and Mental Health Awareness. His mom is just really big on health and
whether it be physical, mental, whatever. So,
spiritual.
Yep, spiritual. And it's something that she brought to him and says she wanted to use the platform in his words, you know, to, you know, bring awareness to these things. And every Saturday, I think this month.
Yeah, that's what she said, every Saturday.
Every Saturday this month.
Start a series.
They're starting a series for just mental health awareness, what you can do, how to combat it. I mean, you know, just different ways to
Health in general.
Hold of your, your health and treat yourself the right way. So,
he's saying she put him on this like 40-day body
four
plan.
Months.
Oh,
4 months.
Oh, 4 months?
Yeah, 4 months.
Oh, shit. I heard 40.
So that's 120 day.
Damn. Oh, it was 4 months.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah, something I need to get on. Somebody can try and get me on it. So, I need to get with it, but I'm scared.
Same.
I like my food too much, bro. It's hard to say goodbye. I'm already knowing it.
Feel great.
I'm already knowing it.
It's just about getting to that great place of feeling. So.
Yeah, so. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. Hi. There's a fucking bee over here on your shit.
This nigga Ted been running around.
Bro, I don't fuck with bees.
Where'd they go?
They're unpredictable. Like squirrels. You don't know what the fuck a squirrel or a cat. Especially.
I think we good, bro. I think we're in the clear.
I think we're straight.
But since we have no op, we have time. Fuck it, we gonna make White Castle.
Yeah, fuck them. That's the op. I was just thinking that shit.
White Castle's fucking gross. This is how we gonna start this off, okay?
Yeah.
White Castle in Orlando, Florida had a grand opening. People were waiting 4 hours. For these burgers.
If you ain't seen what a White Castle burger look like, please just go on Google Images.
The same ones they sell frozen at the grocery store are the same ones they sell
to you in fresh, the rush in the restaurant.
Fresh,
quote unquote.
at the restaurant. And niggas are waiting 4 hours for that in Florida. That shit is dirty.
They're dirty.
Dirty as fuck.
Think about Florida, though.
Oh, my goodness. The line of cars was all the way up the highway.
Yep.
Then we got a little curious. I'm like, okay, let me, because Zoe didn't know what White Castle was. Did you know what White Castle was, Zoe?
Hell no.
And
I never
you
ate it.
I never knew about it.
Yeah, I never had it.
So... I pulled up pictures of first just the burgers. Tev, like, what? This is what they tripping about?
Like Popeye's chicken sandwiches, I understand.
Right. But, shit, I eat a flounder sandwich before I eat that shit.
Ouch.
I eat the flounder before I eat that one, dog. But, nah, this shit. Then I really start digging on Google and find those burgers on the grill.
Shit look like dice.
I'm going to post it on the Instagram. I want y'all to take the moment, pause now, if you have the time, and look at these burgers on the grill. We'll wait. All right, y'all can pause it if that wasn't long enough.
Figure it out.
These shits look like Lego pieces. Like.
Dead ass.
Like bricks.
Cinder blocks.
Yeah,
like. Like 5 punch holes in them.
It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah.
And they're frozen, you could tell. So I just don't know what all the hype is about. So White Castle, or the people in line, or both of y'all, or all of y'all.
Everybody involved.
The thousands and millions of y'all involved in this situation. Y'all are the op this week. If you like White Castle, I'm sorry.
You're op.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
I used to want White Castle because Harold and Kumar. But they made that shit look so good, too.
Ugh.
Now I'm looking at it. Fuck that.
I'm going to fuck with the In-N-Out.
on that note.
Yeah,
California. So we're gonna close with it also. White Castle is nasty.
White Castle is nasty.
Nasty. Nasty word. Oh, I read this quote. I want you to run with it. I want to hear what you got to say about it, all right? No man gives to himself but himself. And no man takes from himself but himself. Speak on that, Tev. Take the wheel.
Got you. No man gives himself but himself, and no man takes from himself but himself.
Mm-hmm.
So as we oftentimes preach, like, you're in control of your own everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you choose, damn, how can I make this into like human, like, make my words.
We often like to just blame shit on them setting or the environment or circumstance, mm-hmm. or someone else, mm-hmm. if it's convenient, when in reality, everything that happens to us truly is
on us.
Right. We put ourselves in environments, we put ourselves in situations, we put ourselves around people.
Even in the instance of, like, I was trying to grab an example. Like,
a real world example.
Yeah. Like, knowingly going to a place where there
Tev,
are others.
Tev used crackhead lighters.
Nigga, that's from my mother.
Ah, fuck. You put me on the spot. Damn.
But, like, knowingly going into a place of, say you got beef with some folks, you know they like to hang out at this place. 9 out of 10 times, they going to be there.
Facts.
You like, fuck it.
They're a product of the people you hang around.
Yeah. I'm willing to take the chance and see what today's going to bring. And if it brings a day of hell, you brought yourself to that day of hell. You know what I'm saying?
Or we'd like to see a day of hell as end all be all. Like, it's just a fucked up day. But really, it's a day that's going, that could be, you know, a stepping stone to, you know, something great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
really depends on how you look at it.
Right.
The stance you take on it. Like,
or that one bad day could show you how good your life could be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't thought about it like that. Damn.
That's going to smack into what we're going to talk about in a little bit.
Let's get it.
Straight in. But everybody's in control of their own destiny. At the end of it, in a short, if you want some shit a certain type of way, do it. If you don't want shit done a certain type of way, do it. Either way, it's on you.
Yep. Balls in your court.
Yep. At all times.
I really don't like that saying, though. The balls in your court. Like, that don't even mean nothing. Like,
tennis aspect. It's your turn to hit. It's on you. Or shooting. Basketball.
That's what I always think of it as. Yeah. Maybe it's just my...
No, I think about basketball, too.
My nigga.
I try to make it for... these people.
What?
What? Oh,
but more than anything, what else I read under or after that was, I guess, what the grand scheme of it is. We're here to prove the greatness of God, or the greatness of whatever you believe. Greatness of the higher power, the greatness of life, the greatness of peace, the whatever.
Yeah,
like
humanity, whatever you feel.
Buddha, I don't, whatever.
Booties, we don't care.
Yeah.
Booties.
We're here to prove the greatness of blank. The
yes.
divine, I'll say.
Yes.
But we do not always recognize it personally. By that I meant, then I went on to say most times we recognize other demonstrations. So sometimes we're so hard on ourselves or just so caught up in everything going on
everybody
in our shit
that we don't even realize miracles, great shit happening, blessings
in front of our faces.
But then we'll recognize someone else is like, damn, that motherfucker blessed.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got this. What? That's blessed.
It's so I was thinking about this the other day, bro. It's like, it's so much easier to believe in what we see on instinct, you know?
Absolutely.
And even in the sense of, I'm asking blank for this. I'm asking God for this. But I see it happening to somebody else. The same shit could be literally happening to you and for you in a different way.
Same moment.
You know, and in a different way. Mm-hmm. But you're caught up in,
right.
Damn, that looks so nice over there.
Or you caught up just, you know, you never accept it because you too worried about somebody else having it.
So you stuck over here.
You straight through the door, but you missed it and kept walking down the hallway.
Yep.
Real spit.
I'm gonna put it in the football aspect.
Okay.
As a DB, right?
Yeah.
Where is one place you shouldn't keep your head if you're in coverage? Who should you not be looking at if you're in man to man?
Oh, quarterback.
Don't look at the QB.
Yeah.
Or else
he can't tell me shit.
It's toast. Yeah. There's no information for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing you need in that space.
For real. All that's going to do is, you know, just fuck up my whole, I'm not going to be able to keep my eye on what I'm supposed to be.
Exactly.
The goal.
Exactly.
My man. Facts. Myself.
Yeah.
Real life. But you want to speak on influences?
I do.
Yeah.
In a different way.
Yeah. Got to spin it a little bit. We're flexible.
More on like how to control our influences.
Ooh. Okay.
Right. Influences are things that control the way we are.
Right.
But we still have the control of our influences, if you hear what I'm saying.
Got you.
I just wanted to give a few real life examples, bro. When I immediately comes to mind, social media, my worst enemy.
Yep. We spoke about it last time, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
How we can, you know, try and control what we have. And we even spoke about it a little bit. I spoke about it with my family, you know, later on that week, actually, but earlier this week. I'm just talking about social media and what comes to you and how you can filter some shit, but mm-hmm. on some platforms you can't. You're just subject to whatever's thrown at you. So,
damn, I just thought about something. Have you ever looked at it in the stance of like how you influence others and what they get from you?
I do all the time.
What do you usually like come to? What's your commencement of like how people perceive you? Like how you influence them?
It's not as much. I think of how I influence people, or I feel I influence people in moments. Recently, I've noticed that, like, or, like, recognized people or people have, like, brought to my attention, like, yo, you're doing the podcast, you're doing this. Like, you, like, keep motivating, like, keep inspiring. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's...
Damn.
That's dope.
Thank you.
But, like, in most times, like, it's just times where, like, you just being a good friend, you just being there for somebody. Directly inspire, but like if you can inspire someone by, you know, just giving them that support or even just sitting there and listening to them or whatever. I don't know. But that strayed way away from the question you asked me.
I was about to bring you back. I was about to ask, but what about like what you do?
What do I do? I don't know.
Like that they see.
What do you mean what I? So what people
think of this in the sense of like a rapper stance, right? Okay. I like Tupac. Mm-hmm. He's one of my influences for rapping, and I'm gonna take a little bit of Tupac, and like he influenced me in this way, so I can rap like this. I like Dr. Dre in this way, so I'm gonna rap like this. I like Ice Cube, so I'm gonna rap like this.
I think people see that when they deal with me, when they interact with me, I think it's known that, I mean, I'm gonna be me, plain and simple. I'm not gonna sugarcoat shit. And I'm either gonna speak what I need to speak, or I won't. You won't get any in between with me. But I'm also gonna hold everyone around me to a high standard. And if you ain't holding yourself to a high standard, they know I'm gonna be like, well, why don't you? Mm-hmm. I think that's it. I mean, I don't know if that answers your question.
Though. Shit, that answered.
Yeah. What about you, sir? You know, Rev. Rev Tab.
You want to know a quick, funny, fun fact? They used to call me Pastor Tev on the football team. My coaches would not even like the players, they call me Pastor Tev.
In college, they called me Uncle B.
Uncle B?
Yes, bro.
But as far as my influences, bro.
Not your influences, your influence.
No, like the way I, like my influences to people.
Gotcha.
Should I hope they see me enjoying life? And that tells them to? Because that's what I would like to, like, the message, if I could give anything off of my vibrations, enjoy life, bro. I hope that's it, bro. I feel like that's it, because every time somebody wants to link up, they try to party. Even though I'm not, like, a big partier. Everyone wants to party. Let's go have fun. So I guess just have fun, bro.
Okay, you did it right. You did it right.
It was my question. Yeah. So
okay, so I was saying, with my revised one, mm-hmm. knowing what your thought was, if I could condense it down into like a sentence or two, it would be my influence is that, or my influence.
You said it a couple times. You said it a couple different
ways.
Yeah,
but I feel like it was complex. It was real complex.
Bro, I had complex.
I had cheese and crackers before I came here with some olives. I'm feeling complex today.
It's okay, bro.
But nah, to condense it and make it simple, I would say, from the outside looking in, you see Bryce, you see I'm going to do what I love by any means necessary. And I'm going to make it work.
Yeah.
Ain't no failing. I'm going to make it work. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's what the influence is, for sure. If I go by and make it a little simple.
That's a great revision, brother.
Hey, appreciate you. But we got some time. Let's talk about money.
Money.
Saving and sharing. Let's talk about it. Of course, when you get money, the first thought is I want to spend it.
Yeah, it's some shit I want to buy.
And then the second thought is I should save it.
Yeah.
All right.
Or third.
And then,
which should be the first.
The third, which maybe might not even be the third. Maybe like fifth, sixth.
Needs to be the first.
11.
Yeah.
And probably should be first, second. Is share. Sharing it. Not necessarily throwing your money out on the street, but fucking, you know, giving. And, you know, not being resistant when someone needs it or... shit, seeing that someone needs it and just being like, here, let me take a little weight off.
Yep.
Let's talk about, you know, what's the value of money to different people? To the share.
Let's talk about still. Let's talk from 3 to 2 to 1. From the share, what is the value of money to that person?
Who is this person that we're talking about? Like the average American?
I mean, I feel like I'm.
All right.
I feel like I'm one to. Shit. I could be broke as hell. I have double digits in my fucking bank account. If I got a few singles, I'm going to give it to someone. Like, if they need it. Like, that single is going to go way further for that man than man or woman than for me. Right? So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like my value of money is like, my pops always taught us, like, money is just a thing.
Money is paper.
It's paper. It comes, it goes. And honestly, I've learned, like, the more I share it, the more it comes back my way.
I'm saying.
So I just see it as a, I don't know, object of, or a tool to help, service. At the end of the day, I feel like my life is just a service. It's not for me. It's not for me to live it up, go crazy, yeah, have fun all the time. It's not about Bryce. Nah, it's a service. I might not recognize that all damn time, yeah, but it is. So,
in the sense of sharing money, for me, it comes a whole lot easier to give money than to receive money from somebody else, like a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is, bro. Sometimes I wish I wasn't so stubborn about receiving money from people.
That G word. That G word and that P word. That's what it is.
I bring these in left field.
Greed. Pride.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what, like, what's up with me, bro. It's really hard for me to receive money from people.
You know what I think?
Unless it's like a birthday or something. Like,
yeah.
If I'm down bad, bro.
I feel as though it could.
That's where it's, I'm sorry.
No, go.
That's where it switches for me. Like, if I'm down bad and I need money, like, if somebody's offering, I'm gonna be like, I'm straight.
Good. Yeah.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the process of figuring this thing out.
It's like in that moment you see yourself broke as hell, getting ready to take that hand out. You're like, that's where I'm at? Nah, it's not where I'm at. Nah.
If I'm good, if I'm up, if, you know, savings as well, checking looks good, I'm like, I'll take this money. I'll add to.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, my brother Trey told me, it's a whole lot easier to add to what you already have than what you don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Damn, okay.
In the simplest form of saving money.
Yeah.
And that could go wherever for life, but for saving money, it's a whole lot easier to add to what you have than what you do not have.
It's true. You gotta make something out of nothing. What you don't have.
And let nothing become something.
Exactly. Yep. That's a fact. Now,
the value of money for different people.
Now, to set number 2 on the list, the saver.
From what I see, people's value of money, I think people that have let it control them instead of taking control of their money, they allow their dollars to control their living instead of controlling everything. You know what I'm saying? So then it keeps people on edge because I value this thing so much, and if you even dare come in near it, it's the end of you or the end of you and me, you know?
Real shit.
It is invaded. Spaces, bro, that it shouldn't have invaded. It's taking control of things that it shouldn't have, especially like in this country, that now it has control of and will seemingly always have control of. For example, look at the churches.
Yeah.
For the huge example, you know what I'm saying? money has invaded those walls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the walls now. It's taken away from the space of worshiping. It's
starting to take advantage of not paying taxes and shit like that because it's
fraud. money investment. Like,
yep.
You see it time and time and time again.
Taking advantage of faith. It's a damn shame.
Damn shame.
But now for the spender. I don't think there's anything wrong with the spender. The spender is, well, there can be something wrong with the spender, and there can be.
Yeah.
You know? Some people spend and just buy shit and, oh hell no, what is that? A yellow jacket?
What is you talking about, bro?
It's over there now. Sorry. Basil, you wanna leave us with advice, tips, anything you wanna say?
Don't text and drive.
Nah, that's good.
It's a good one.
It's a really good one.
I like
or
it.
Or drink.
We laugh like old ass men.
Be safe.
Yeah, drive safe, dog.
He said we laugh like old ass men. We sitting like some old ass men.
Hell yeah.
Trying to put no pressure on the back.
That's the. Never mind. It's all right. Nope, you're good.
Oh my gosh, I did it again.
You're, no, don't
Oops,
reach in there.
I
it's,
did it
it's fine.
Again. My
it's,
name
it's
is
fine.
Zoe. I'm fucking up trash.
And it's supposed to be Lee. It's
damn,
fine.
You put it in the green bin, too. That's crazy. You really just said, fuck you, Earth. It's disrespectful. Just leave. Just leave.
Yep, drive safe. Don't text or drink and drive.
Good.
Don't text or drink and drive.
Like she didn't get it.
She didn't.
She looked into the sky like she didn't get it.
She looked in the sky like she couldn't go by a fifth. You could just leave it on the hook on the back. Not like down. Like look lower. That, yep. Ahoy, matey.
Drive safe. Safer than usual.
Yeah, something wrong with that.
Alright, what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't even know, bro. Oh!
Oh, the spender. Yeah, so the spender could be spending all on themselves, where it's a point of, I got 5 Rolexes. That's to the point where you're buying something and you only got 2 wrists. And you can only really wear 1 of them and look normal. You feel me? So,
don't look my way when you say that.
I know, but look, no, it's okay though, because it's one thing to, you know, spend on yourself, but then also share, also take care of business, shit like that, right?
I think buying a Rolex is an investment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Could be melted down. There's a lot of good things.
That's what I was going to get into. If your goal is to make money,
create generational wealth, something that like, doesn't depreciate.
Not even generational wealth yet, just money for yourself.
Mm.
Money in motion makes more money than stagnant. In the sense of like investing. Put your money in something, even if it's a little bit, even if it's literally a little bit, just mm-hmm. let your money go to work.
Yep.
But if your goal is to save, shit.
That's a fact.
That's it.
But the spender can go in a good way by, you know, spending on experiences, spending on, which I love to do. I love to spend on experiences and food more than anything else. I don't know why. But
nervous.
Yeah.
Nigga, you just said
experiences
earlier. You said earlier.
Hmm.
You was just saying you can't.
You're right.
Do something
the
food
with food.
Is
my weakness,
yeah, the
bro.
Food.
The food is my weakness, bro.
Damn.
And then she don't make it no better. We went and got some tacos from this little joint yesterday by the beach. We going back tonight.
To the same spot?
Yes, bro.
Bring me something back.
You don't eat meat, dog. It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. They got a veggie taco, though.
I'll take that.
I don't know what it's talking about, and but you could try it.
See what that shit is talking about.
I'll let you do that. Or I'll let her do it. Yeah. She'll relay the right message. But,
But I spend, I feel like it goes to food, definitely. I haven't gotten to the space of like where bills are crazy and running my life. So I'm grateful.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, the value of money, like I was saying, I need to do all that. Oh, so yeah, I had a story. Sorry, I got hella excited. So the other day, I think I spoke about her before. The homegirl got on the bus stop. She homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't asked her name, which is terrible. I'm sorry. But sorry again.
Names or labels?
Names or labels.
Sounds like some Jay-Z shit.
Facts.
This past week, so I got paid this week, but all before that, I was, you know what I'm saying, scraping.
Yeah.
I happened to have a $10 bill. I was like, tomorrow I get paid. I drove past and actually busted a U-turn, came back, spun the block. Then she was talking to somebody, so then I spun the block again. So I was like, I don't want to be weird and pull up on everybody. Like, finally pulled up on her. She came to the window. It was crazy. This time, she's never done this before. First, she came to when she didn't know it was me. And she was like, oh! She's like, I gave her the 10. She's like, you sure you got it? I was like, whoa. And I was like, no, I'm good. You can, like, don't even trip. You got it. Like, go. I'm good. Like, she's like, oh, okay, thank you, dude. Just, you know, back and forth, you know, small talk. She said, like, every time or every other time, she'd just be like, why you help me? I'm like,
I don't know.
I'm like, if I got it, I'm gonna give it. So she like, all right. She's like, well, I love you. And usually I gotta initiate the I love you.
Yeah.
She was like, I love you. I was like, I love you too. Don't trip. And head up the hill, but you know, the fact that she asked me, like, you got it?
You got it. You sure?
That was like, you on the bus stop. Every night, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know when a meal is going to come. Don't know if you're safe. You asking me if the $10 I'm giving you, if I got it. And I didn't.
Yeah.
Not after this. Like, after you holding it, no, I don't got it. But it's whatever. Like, to me, it's like, it's okay. It's coming back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I kind of feel like that's the sense of what we were talking about with the sharing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like when I share, it comes back to me. Back. So, I'm not tripping. But, yeah. We can wrap that segment up with that, but shit, start wrapping this motherfucker up. Mental state for the past 24.
Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
It was.
Did you go eat any Mexican food?
I had tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Just told me. Oh, gee, I had the taco.
Just told
the red
taco.
Just
said that.
What the dip? All that.
What did I have this year? Oh, yeah, I had some enchiladas.
Okay, there you go. Homemade?
No.
Oh, where at?
Aro.
Fire?
Hell yeah, it's fire.
Yeah,
you know.
And
it was free.
You had them, even better. Yeah. Winning.
Hell yeah.
On Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
The 5th of May.
The 5th of May. I'll give myself like a 9. Yesterday was smooth, bro. I was just around family.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. And my boy got back in town. was with that nigga in the morning. And I was just with him.
I would say for my 24.
Boy. I'm like, who the fuck busting it through the back gate? It's the wind, nigga. But I would say for my past 24, I'll give it. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little low just cause. I hesitate a little bit because, but y'all my family. I expected some money to come in, and it's kind of like one of them like 5 to 10 business days type thing. So I'm like, fuck, it's this weekend. I'm gonna have to wait another few, and then who knows how long. Yeah. Like, so that got me a little
distraught,
fucked up. Yeah, but you know, it's life. I'm still living in my business pace.
Can't let it control you.
Yeah, I can't let it control me. Right. I can't. I'm definitely waiting for that shit to lift my spirits.
Think about how life is right now without the money. Though.
Think about life. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I need to think about life, not life. What will life be when I get it?
Exactly.
You're right. And that's the, you're right, that's the perspective.
It's a human thing to do, because we all do it.
Who do we do? But I would say 6.5, 6.75, 6.75. 6.75. Yeah.
When I say 9, that's what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll stick to that.
Yeah. Now we got in with our tip.
Damn.
I'll go first. My tip for this episode or for this week would be fuck fear. Face it. Not only fuck fear, but also face it. It's a two for one. It's a one comes with the other. It has to be that way because it's everyone has their fears. Everyone, whether we admit them or not, we all have our fears. So whether it be fear of change, fear of what others think, fear of success, fear of failure.
You going straight into my quote, bro. Straight into it.
Whatever your fear is, I want you to,
I knew you was gonna do that shit.
To you know, face it. Go at that shit. Ain't no 9 times out of 10, ain't no 8 times out of 10. 10 times out of 10, you gonna conquer that shit if you really got the right mind state. You know you could do that shit. Yeah, it wouldn't even be a thought in your head if it wasn't a possibility.
Yeah.
Anything that you see as a possibility in your head is more than a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta take action and get activated and make it real, make it tangible, make it concrete. So, and that's on you. I think that's gonna be the episode's title. That's on you.
That's on you. I like that. My tip that you T-boned in the middle of the intersection.
We didn't talk about none of this shit. Mm-mm. He was literally looking up his shit while I was
this going. Week's is don't be scared to fail and know that failure is a part of the journey. Just so you could.
Yeah.
No, the other end of the spectrum is so you can really appreciate success when you like start noticing small instances of success.
It's like you said to me, you really got to notice, you know, how you living now, not how you would be later on or how you're going to or how you could be.
Yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Don't be a shoulda, coulda, woulda ass nigga.
Don't be a shoulda, coulda, woulda ass nigga. Or a woulda, coulda, shoulda ass nigga.
Not even.
But yeah. I think we,
sick, bro.
Getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's get the fuck up out of here.
Do you feel me?
Exhale.
The greatest feeling. Yeah. End of the episode. Not because, like,
it's over, but in because it, like, exhale. It feels good.
Yeah, it's like the start release. Of a new, it's like shedding skin.
Yep, start of a new week.
Yep, so. We charged up. Hope you guys are too.
Yep.
If not, before this, I hope you are now. Happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever day of the week whenever it is for you.
Happy that day.
And guess what, motherfucker? You better share, bitch.
You better share. Share, subscribe, like, give us 5 stars if you're on Apple or Spotify or whatever. Yeah,
whatever you gotta do.
Whatever their review system is. You can leave a little comment, leave one emoji. I don't give a fuck. Just say something, give us some good shit. Go. Instagram at durag.discussions. Go to the link in the bio. Check out the Shopify link. Go ahead and get yourselves a hoodie. Buy one, get one free. Or buy one, get one 50% off. Sorry. We ain't that nice. And then also with the promo code DURAGPOD20, DURAGPOD20. Promo code, you can use that also and get 20% off on your checkout. So we trying to help y'all out. We trying to throw bones out there. Y'all not grabbing them.
Yeah, grab the bone.
So appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all.
And we out.
See y'all in a week.
See y'all in the Durag Discussions week.
We out.
Discuss.